Welcome to 7-Minute Torah. I'm Rabbi Micah Streifer. In this podcast, we make modern meaning out of ancient texts. We explore the weekly Torah portion in about 7 to 12 minutes. 7-Minute Torah is a production of La'asok, the liberal Beit Midrash. You can become a supporter at laasok.org or at patreon.com/7-Minute Torah. About a decade and a half ago, I had the very unique experience of being personally prayed for by 150 Catholics. I'll tell you how this came about. I was leading our congregation's confirmation class trip to a local Catholic church. We were studying other religions, and so we went to experience a mass. And the priest, Father Pat, who was a friend of mine, was in the middle of a series of spontaneous prayers. He prayed for the world, and the congregation answered, "Lord, hear our prayer." He prayed for the members of the church, and the congregation answered, "Lord, hear our prayer." Then he prayed for our confirmation class, that they may succeed in their studies, and for Rabbi Micah Streifer, who is helping guide them in growing in their faith. And the congregation answered, "Lord, hear our prayer." Now, my first reaction to this was, "Gosh, thanks." But it also made me feel a little uncomfortable. Why do I deserve my own prayer? And does the fact that the priest says my name and 150 people answer, "Lord, hear our prayer," actually mean that God will bless me? Can we do that? Is that what prayer is? I have to tell you, as a liberal Jew, this is something that I've always struggled with. I tend to understand God, not in personal terms, but in more naturalistic or universalistic terms, not as a person or a being who commands, who writes, who can hear prayers, but rather as the totality of existence, the source of life, a power in the universe that we can tap into and participate in. And as a liberal Jew, Judaism gives me the latitude to think about God in a variety of ways, and I appreciate that about Judaism. But it's harder when you pick up a prayer book. When you read words like Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, blessed are you, Adonai, our God, ruler of the universe. Because those blessings, and most of our blessings sound like that, end up feeling like we're talking to somebody named God, somebody who blesses us, somebody who commands us, somebody who created the world, somebody who receives and hears our prayers. So this is an ongoing struggle for me to connect my own beliefs with the words that I say in the prayer book and with Judaism's traditional teachings about what prayer is. And this week's Torah portion adds to that challenge. We are reading Vayikra. This week we're starting a new book of the Torah, which is of course the book of Vayikra, the book of Leviticus. And this portion encompasses the first 6 chapters of the book of Leviticus. Now, Leviticus is the book of the Levites, the priests. That's why it's called that. And true to its name, large swaths of Leviticus are all about ancient temple sacrifices, the various kinds of offerings that people would bring to offer before God. And a lot of it sounds like this. I'll just read some excerpts from chapter 1. "When you offer a burnt offering to Adonai, you shall choose your offering from turtle doves or pigeons. The priest shall turn it into smoke on the altar, upon the wood that is on the fire. It is a burnt offering, an olah, an offering by fire of pleasing aroma to God." Now this seems to be the way our ancestors thought about worship, that the aroma was pleasing to God, that through the act of sacrifice, of bringing an offering, you were giving to God something that God wanted or appreciated. So you can see my challenge, right? Because this evolves into the prayer book in which we speak to God and God hears and accepts our prayers and maybe acts on them to grant us peace, to heal the sick, to bless us. And it very well may be that God works that way, but I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced that that's what prayer is. And I'm in good company, because already 1,000 years ago, the commentator Rashi has a problem with that notion as well. When he reads the line, "It is a pleasing aroma to God," he responds to that, "It is not the aroma that is pleasing to God, but rather the fact that the people of Israel are following God's will." So Rashi has shifted this a little bit. According to Rashi, sacrifice isn't so much about what you're giving to God, but rather it's about the act of giving, the act of coming into contact with the divine, what he calls doing God's will, and we might call bringing the divine into the world. So by that logic, maybe the purpose of prayer is not so much about changing God's mind or asking God to give us things, but rather about turning our minds toward the divine, turning our minds toward that which is holy in the world. Now, because this is something I struggle with, I did what rabbis do. I organized a class about it. This past Monday, I taught a class on Zoom through La'asok that was called, "Does God Really Hear Our Prayers and Does It Matter?" We had an amazing discussion about what it means to pray and what it means to come into contact with the divine, and in fact, all the different things that it might mean. And by the way, the conversation was so good and we had so much text that we didn't get to that we're having a part two next Monday, March 25th at 3 o'clock Eastern time. So I'll put details for that in the episode notes and I'd love for you to join us. But either way, there was a story that came up, which is a tale of the Baal Shem Tov, the founder of Hasidic Judaism. And the story goes that there's this kid who goes to services, who for whatever reason doesn't know the words of the prayer. In the story, the kid might be a shepherd, so maybe he spends all his time out in the fields and therefore not able to have a Jewish education. Maybe his family couldn't afford a Jewish education. Maybe he has a learning disability of some kind. But either way, the kid comes into the sanctuary and he wants so badly to participate in the prayer service, but he can't. So the people are all singing and swaying. It's Yom Kippur afternoon, and you can imagine the heightened spiritual fervor in the sanctuary at that time. And this kid, wanting to participate in the prayers, takes his flute out of his pocket and begins to play. The people react the way you might imagine, which is not very well. They start shouting, "Get that kid out of here! Stop playing that flute! How dare you interrupt our Yom Kippur prayers with that instrument!" And the Baal Shem Tov stops them. He says, "Until now, I could feel our prayers being blocked as they tried to reach the heavenly gates. This young shepherd's whistling was so pure that it brought all of our prayers straight up into heaven." So I love this story because it gives us a different sense of what prayer is. The Baal Shem Tov's story implies that prayer is not only about God answering and giving us the things that we're asking for, but rather prayer is somehow about lifting us up. It's about bringing something into our lives, as Rashi implied, bringing us a little closer to the divine. The Hebrew word for an offering is a korban. In English, we talk about sacrifice, and a sacrifice means giving something up. But in Hebrew, we talk about korban, and a korban comes from the Hebrew root karov, which means to bring closer. So there's a sense that we are bringing ourselves closer to the divine, that prayer is intended somehow to change something in us, to bring us a little closer to God in whatever way we understand God, to holiness in the world, to our own capacity to bring tikkun, to bring repair into the world. And I really resonate with this notion that prayer is as much for us as it is for God, maybe even more for us than it is for God. So I want to close with a poem by the poet Ruth Brin. She's a modern Jewish author and poet. She died about 10, 12 years ago. And this poem is called Illumination. She writes, "I can begin with a prayer of gratitude for all that is holy in my life. God needs no words, no English or Hebrew, no semantics and no services, but I need them. Through prayer, I can sense my inner strength, my inner purpose, my inner joy, my capacity to love. As I reach upward in prayer, I sense these qualities in my Creator. I would invite you to look up the rest of the poem. It's a beautiful statement about what it is to pray, what it is to come into contact with the divine, and how prayer is so much about lifting ourselves upward. And I like what she says, God needs no words, but I need them. So my answer to the question of does God hear our prayers is truly that I don't think it matters. I think the point of prayer is about turning us toward the divine. Whether it's a blessing you recite out of the prayer book, or whether it's some spontaneous prayer that you say in a moment of need or a moment of gratitude, or whether it's 150 Catholics responding, Lord, hear our prayer. When we enter into a state of prayerfulness, either by ourselves or with others, we bring ourselves into contact with what is holy in the world and what is holy in ourselves, and we build our own capacity to do tikkun, to repair, and to make the world a little holier than it is. A reminder that we're meeting next Monday, March 25th at 3 o'clock Eastern Time to continue talking about does God hear our prayers and does it matter? You can sign up by going to laasok.org, LAASOK.org, and clicking on current classes. Thanks for listening, everyone, and have a good week. 7-Minute Torah is a production of LaAsok, Sacred Texts, Modern Meaning. If you enjoy this program, please consider becoming a sponsor at patreon.com/7minutetorah. For more information about upcoming learning opportunities, go to laasok.org, LAASOK.org. I'm Rabbi Micah Streifer. Thanks for listening.